1970, Holiday Hall. The Health, Education, and Welfare Department declared that the schools in the UNC system, including NC State, failed to comply with the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The department then threatened to terminate UNC's federal funding as described under Title VI. In response to the department's threats to end federal funding, UNC submitted a desegregation plan to the U.S. Office for Civil Rights. However, this plan, and others that followed it, did not receive federal approval. Over the next decade, NC State administrators struggled to comply with the affirmative action policies of the Office for Civil Rights. Also in 1970, Kathy Sterling served as the first female student body president.